U.S. trade policy will be the topic at this month's Great Decisions meeting. Joining us by phone this morning is Bill Dabney, who served in the United States Foreign Service until 2007 and who will lead next Thursday's discussion. Welcome, Bill.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. Could you tell us a little bit about the Great Decisions discussion series?
The Great Decisions program has been around for almost 100 years, actually. It started back in the 1920s. It's led by an organization called the Foreign Policy Association, and every year they identify about 8 topics that they think are important for Americans to discuss and to know about as our national leaders make decisions. We are a democracy. We want to have people participate knowledgeably in public discussion. And that's what this program has been working on for, as I say, almost 100 years. And in Minnesota, we actually have the largest single Great Decisions network of groups in the nation, with at least 55 groups from Grand Marais all the way down to Blue Earth near the Iowa border. Groups that tend to meet, as I say, about 8 times a year, maybe some extra ones because they're interested. And they generally follow through the topics that are suggested for each year. And one of them for this year, of course, is U.S. trade policy.
And you're leading this month's discussion. Can you describe that leadership role and tell us a little bit about your background?
In this case, I'll be making a presentation for probably 30 to 40 minutes, giving some of the history of trade policy, how it's developed, what my knowledge of and exposure to it was from my 27 years in the Foreign Service. I was not a trade specialist, but I was involved in some of the trade issues that arise in the discussions between the United States and other countries, typically because either we are unhappy with some of their rules and regulations or they are unhappy with some of ours. And we have to talk through how that, you know, might be worked out. And then we'll have time, plenty of time for people's own comments. We have knowledgeable folk up in Grand Marais and in our other Great Decisions groups, comments and questions, opportunities to dig a little deeper into areas that are of particular interest to people.
And how can someone prepare for this discussion?
We're open to sort of anyone, all these groups are, that is simply interested in international affairs. And if you're interested enough to come to a discussion group, I suspect you're a person who already follows news, be it on radio, on the web, or in print, and has some knowledge of these issues. You can certainly also, for instance, go to the Foreign Policy Association website, fpa.org, and look at information there. And if you've got a few days here, check out the local library or go online and Google trade policy or current trade discussions and get a sense of what the some of the current topics are. There's a big trade negotiation going on with the European Union and our European friends, and there's another big one going on in Asia, and it's not hard to find newspaper articles and such that can give you a quick, up-to-speed kind of experience on what the issues are there.
And can you tell us more about this topic, the U.S. trade policy? You touched a little bit on a couple of the issues there. What can we be thinking about ahead of time?
Well, we've had a couple of interesting cases, even right here in Minnesota recently. There is an issue currently of steel pipe that is being imported, especially from South Korea, but not exclusively. And a lot of this is used over in North Dakota, our neighbor, in the fracking efforts to bring out more petroleum resources and natural gas. And Minnesota iron ore producers and American steel producers are unhappy with this. They believe that the Korean government is, through tax mechanisms and regulatory systems, is subsidizing the production of these steel pipes so that they're competing unfairly, in our view, with American-produced steel pipes. But, of course, the people who are buying those steel pipes think that this is great, that they can get pipes cheaper and they can be more efficient and that the money, in their view, can be then allocated more effectively, a higher level of productivity, and that it's really good for everybody if we save money on this. And that's the kind of issue that trade policy has to wrap its head around. What constitutes a subsidy? What's an unfair subsidy and what's one that even we do, and we accept as normal. There's another, just in this morning, Star Tribune business section There's an article about standards for olive oil, you know, a good trendy ingredient for foodies. And California has a small but rapidly growing olive oil industry, and they're trying to change the way we label types of olive oil. And the Europeans, where most olive oil comes from, are very upset about this. And this is a classic example of a what the experts call a non-tariff barrier to trade, in which people use regulations to try and determine who can buy what at what price and from whom. And sophisticated countries are generally very good at coming up with sophisticated regulations that other people say aren't fair. And then we have complicated negotiations to resolve that kind of a question. But there's big issues of, you know, how are developing countries treated, how are agricultural products treated, an issue of obvious interest in Minnesota, along with mining products. So there's a lot of significant issues for people concerned about everything from labor and human rights issues in developing countries to safety standards of industrial equipment that's exported or imported.
They sound like complex issues you'll be discussing here.
They are complex, or they can be, and I must admit that the details of trade negotiations can be almost mind-numbingly detailed. But the big picture issues, the big questions of what constitutes fairness in trade, what is healthy for our economy and our society, as well as for other economies and societies so that we can all grow effectively, these are issues that are accessible to all of us to think about and talk about. And people certainly shouldn't be scared off by the fact that that the inside of the negotiations can be complicated. But the outside, the policy issues, are something that we're all entitled to and capable of thinking about and understanding better.
Sure, and the complex nature only means we need to talk about it more, correct?
Exactly.
So
exactly. Because it's easy to have a sound bite on one of these issues, and yet, as always, there's at least two, if not three or four sides that need to be balanced.
Absolutely. So is that one of the things that you enjoy most about the Great Decisions meetings? Is that why you participate?
It's a chance for me to continue to sustain my interest in U.S. foreign affairs issues and topics. And I find that Minnesota, not surprisingly, it's part of why I moved here when I retired from the Foreign Service, is, in fact, people may call us flyover country, but we're not. We're filled with people who are involved in international affairs through their business life, through academics or teaching, through their own personal interest. And so inevitably, I find interested groups who are thirsty to expand their knowledge, but who have got already that interest from which they can build. So we get it's fun to be in different parts of the state, as well as around the Twin Cities here, and be with people who are interested.
We've been speaking with Bill Davney, who will be hosting this month's Great Decisions meeting at the Cook County Community Center at noon on Thursday, September 18th. Is there anything you'd like to add, Bill?
I just hope we could. It's always been a good group the two previous years I've been up there, and we're always open to more people coming. So even if you haven't been before, don't be bashful.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us, Bill. We look forward to the discussion.
It's been a pleasure.